Here's a note about the rock layers you see exposed in the Grand Canyon's walls and how three men used them to unravel some of the Earth's deepest mysteries. The year was 1858, and Dr. John Strong Newberry was making the first detailed study of the canyon's geology. Among other firsts, Newberry drew the first cross-section and named many of the rock layers before publishing his then-radical view that the canyon was created by water erosion. He summed up his experience succinctly when he said, "Nowhere on the Earth's surface are the secrets of its structure so fully revealed as here." Newberry's observation led geology professor John Wesley Powell to contribute his own important theories, including one explaining missing rock layers known as nonconformities. The time Powell's close friend, geologist Clarence Dutton, spent exploring the canyon inspired Dutton to write some of the most lyrical prose ever penned about it. Dutton was also the man who gave many canyon formations exotic names, like Vishnu Temple. Today, geologists will tell you you're looking out at more than 40 distinct layers of rock, from softer shale deposits to the tougher basement rocks along the river's edge that date back nearly 2 billion years. These layers continue to stair-step up the Colorado Plateau all the way to Bryce Canyon. If you think of the plateau as a giant birthday cake, Bryce is the top. The bottom layer of Bryce is the top layer of Zion. And the bottom layer of Zion is the top layer of the Grand Canyon. So the bottom of the cake has more than 40 extremely ancient layers, and each layer has a story to tell. Ultimately, it was Dutton who best summed up both the views and the geological story of the Grand Canyon when he said, "At first, it bewilders, and at length, it overpowers."